It has all the big roads in it. You know what? You see the shape of the continent. You get the idea of the whole infrastructure. You want the fine print? You want to get to your relative's house or your friend's house? You need a map that has local print on it. All the small little roads and county roads and everything. That's the spirit of prophecy for our time. How to get us through these last few days of Earth's history? What is God's plan for His church during these last days? That's the spirit of prophecy. What's God's plan for the great controversy? That's the Bible. And of course, there's a lot we got to discover yet. The Bible's filled with details too. That we're going to find out very intricate, very accurate details that we will learn more and more. We have a lot to learn from Daniel and Revelation yet. And God will reveal it as we go along. However, we can't say we know everything yet. That's why we got to study. And as we study, the Holy Spirit will be opening doors, and it will reveal more. But I chat with God, and I ask Him, sometimes some things come to my mind. Have you ever read the book Beware of Angels? Have you seen the book? If you haven't seen it, you ought to buy it and read it. The devil is busy impersonating angels of light today. You know, in Guyana where we lived, you remember, some of you either heard about it, or those of you that are old enough, 1978, you heard of Jim Jones? That's not very far. Jonestown was not very far up north from where we lived in our little village of Kaikan in Guyana. And one of the soldiers that went into Jonestown said they had, you know, these 1,000 bodies to pick up. And they went through the whole thing, and when they got done, they didn't find a single Bible in the whole concentration camp. God's word was not there. They took all of them out. Why? It was necessary to keep people enslaved. You've got to take away God's word, because God's word makes you free. So he started taking away the things, so they had no reference point. The only people that survived Jonestown are those who said, you know, you're not preaching the truth. We're out of here. And they're alive today. Those that stayed because of his charismatic personality and so on, they're dead today. So God's word is takes off handcuffs. It's light. It needs to be spread everywhere. It's powerful. But let us remember that God was gracious enough to us as a people to give us the spirit of prophecy. So let's not play games with it. We play games, which is what? That's what. Read it, obey it. I'm talking to myself too. And so as I'm talking to God, sometimes I hear things and I'm saying, you know, I really don't know. The devil can give impressions too. It's not just, David, are you impressed sometimes just to do things? Yeah, I really am. Well, how do you know you're not being presumptuous? Because I tell the Lord, you know, I've never done this before. I need it in writing. Will you give it to me in writing? If you give me the orders in writing, here or here, I don't have a problem, but I want it in writing. And sure enough, if it comes from God, He'll give it to you in writing. One time, I was wrestling with an issue that appeared to be, you know, I usually use principles. I don't ask God to tell me, here's a fleece, Lord, what do you want me to do? For some reason, God doesn't work with me with fleece issues. I throw out a fleece and it's always the same as I left it before. The only thing that works with me is I just say, Lord, I don't need a fleece. I'm just going to follow where you tell me. And the only evidence I can have is that you'll keep providing as I go forward. That's evidence to me. As I obey you, you provide the way. And as I get to, if it looks like a certain death, that's fine. But I can only go as far as you open the way. So I keep moving forward as the opportunity comes, and I see the opportunity keeps going and going, and then that's evidence to me that God is doing it. But in writing one day, I said, Lord, you know, I have a problem. My wife told me, I really need to stay up here in the United States for this year, because the children need us up here, the college kids and our college age kids. They just need to have us around during these. We don't want to lose the game at the last inning, you know? Everything has gone well to now. The kids are solid, mission-driven. They're committed. But what happens if they need me and I'm not around? I think I should stay up here and you can do your traveling. You travel so much, I would see you the same if you were in South America or if you were up here. You're up here half the time and down there half the time, and I'll see you the same. So I said, but she said, it's not good that man should be alone. That's biblical. And I said, I know, that's my problem. Because up to then, my wife and I had always traveled together in the airplane whenever I could. I mean, a short trip, you know, not a short trip, but the longer ones that took a week, 3 weeks, a month. And so I was resting with the Lord. I said, Lord, it's not good that man should be alone. I don't want to place myself in a position of risk. But that's a Bible principle. But can you show it to me in writing? And one morning I got up and the Holy Spirit impressed me. Read your Bible and you'll have your answer.